أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and we have been basing this series on the commentary authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his multi-volume work Tafsir An-Nur. Up until this point, we've reviewed many of the verses, and almost actually a little bit more than half of the chapter has now gone by. And we looked at the various verses in which God referred to the fact that the day of resurrection is a reality for all of humanity. We looked at the fact that humanity would be divided up into three distinct categories. And in the previous verses, we looked at those who were referred to as the foremost amongst the foremost. We looked at the people who are known as the people of felicity, those of the right, and the people who were damned to perdition, the people of the left. Up until this point, again, we've looked at the individuals. And in the two brief verses that we wish to reflect upon today, verse number 49 and 50, we will try and round out one of the basic understandings of the day of resurrection. Now, before we go to the very brief understanding and the takeaway points for today, let us have a listen to the Arabic of these two verses, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back with a brief analysis and a conclusion. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 49 and 50, God says the following.
قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لَمَجْمُوعُونَ إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ
Say, most surely the earlier people and the latter ones shall all be gathered together at the fixed time of an appointed day. Now these two verses, as we mentioned, basically summarize and round up the discussion of the day of resurrection. And God tells us, because many times people would question and debate and argue and try to maybe cast doubt on the day of resurrection. And some people have a belief that when a person dies and they are laid to rest in their grave, that the day of resurrection has then begun for them. And obviously, when we look at it from the Islamic perspective and the topic of Ma'ad, the topic of the resurrection and the Day of Judgment, we believe, and obviously it's a very lengthy discussion, so we won't go into the details, but we do believe, speaking very briefly on this topic, that death is a reality for everybody, and that there will be one appointed day and time and place where everyone will be brought back together, brought back to life, and will be held to account for all of their actions while in this world. And so in these two verses, we see that God is alluding to this fact, and he tells the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, to tell the people that most surely the earlier peoples, the awwaleen, and the latter ones, the ones who will come up until the end of this world, what God refers to as akhirin, he says that all of these will be gathered together at a fixed time on an appointed day. Now that fixed time and appointed day is not known to any human being, whether a prophet or a messenger or an imam. This is a day only known by God when that day will occur, at what time, at what place. But we accept the fact, based on the verses of the Quran and based on the statements of the noble messenger of God, the Prophet of Islam, and obviously all the other prophets who spoke about this reality, that the end of this world will come, and each and every single human being, from the very first of them till the last one who dies and leaves this earth, that all will be raised up and will be resurrected at that fixed time on an appointed day to account for their actions. Now, to conclude, let us look at some of the takeaway messages for today. The first one is that even if doubts which stem from obstinacy are brought up, we must ensure that we offer a definitive answer to them. We cannot let our family, our friends, our community, people who are inquiring about Islam, to remain in a state of doubt and bewilderment. These doubts, they have to be given answers to, and Islam, as we believe, has provided answers for all of our theological questions and acts or rather the beliefs that we have or the beliefs that we need to hold. Islam gives us a response to all of them. Point number two is the power of God is such that for him, bringing back to life those from the very early generations or the latter ones is one and the same. Whether a person died 5,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago or 10 minutes ago, or a person who would die a minute before the day of resurrection would happen, God is able to bring all of those back to life, to gather their bones, even if they have been turned to dust and scattered around the earth or in the oceans, or even shot into space. God will bring all of them back together on that day. Point number three as a takeaway message is that all of humanity will be gathered together on a specific day. It will not be that certain people will be brought back on one day and others on another day or another month or another year. No, actually all of humanity will be gathered together on that specific day. The fourth and the final point is that although the time of when the resurrection day will take place is not known to you and I, however, this is something very clear and defined for God, for Allah. He knows when this day will occur. He has already predetermined this day. We don't know, but God knows. It is ma'lum. It is an appointed day which He has already determined. We close this very brief review of verses 49 and 50 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56, and ask God to allow us to be able to reflect and to realize that we all will come in the presence of God on the day of resurrection to be gathered with all of the multitudes of humanity from the first to the last. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.